A new study shows judicial reforms saved South Dakota $34 million in the first 2 years. Sweeping changes in mid-2013 included presumptive probation. That means judges sentencing people for low-level felonies keep offenders in communities instead of sending them to prison. As South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Keely Boltina reports, researchers from the Justice Policy Center say initial results are promising, but the work isn't finished.
A new report indicates changes that keep more offenders out of prison are helping state coffers without risking public safety. Sam Beeler is a research associate with the Urban Institute. He says reported numbers reveal that the reforms allow judges to focus their most costly tool, prison, only on people who risk public safety.
When the person they're seeing has a longer criminal history, has more serious cases of offending, they are sending that person to jail. But more and more, they are using probation. They're getting people supervised in the community, which is less costly, often more likely to reduce recidivism. They're doing that more often, up to about 80% in the years that we're seeing out in the 2 years after implementation.
Beeler says South Dakota put fewer offenders in prison during the first 2 years of the reform, but he says incarceration rates ticked up in the second half of 2015. Beeler says that's an early indicator leaders can do more. The researcher says public safety is a critical factor when using probation instead of prison time. Beeler says findings show low-level felons kept in their South Dakota communities are generally not more likely to reoffend.
If you exclude drug ingestion and drug possession, you'll see that there's really no change in recidivism 1 year out. And that to us indicates that this is not really impacting public safety in a bad way in South Dakota.
Beeler says next steps for reform can include switching felony convictions for certain drug possessions and ingestion to misdemeanors. He says that's one recommendation from the original working group South Dakota created to examine criminal justice reform. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Keely Boltina in Sioux Falls.